his life in prison. Stock index is mostly lower over continued coronavirus concerns. The Dow down 166, the S&P falling 10 points, the NASDAQ gaining 2 for a new record close. America is listening to Fox News.
Their inclusive swimsuit issue. This will be another one of those brilliant woke things that tanks, and that'll be the end. But they'll feel good. They'll feel good when they go out of business. That's the most important thing. Welcome to Happy Hour. Honest to God, I don't know that I can talk much about politics today. We talked to David Blackman, this whole idea, this tells you how clueless these so-called experts are, especially the never-Trumpers at the National Review, the whole idea of a Mike Bloomberg, a Mitt Romney ticket. I mean, you're kidding, right? I can't think of a single conservative in America that would vote for him after what he pulled during the impeachment trial. And Mini Mike has been pretty mighty mouth with the Bernie brothers. The Bernie bros, I hate that term, but anyway, he's been rather vicious. I would not recommend that, because you're dealing with some pretty outspoken people, as David Blackman pointed out. I completely agree. In a way, we're watching history repeat with the Democrats. I would not want to live in Milwaukee while the Democratic Party is convening there. I would not want to live there, especially if it once again appears. I wish Bernie could win the nomination outright. We need to have, at some point, we need to have the debate between communism and capitalism. I can't even believe that somebody that believes what Bernie does is even, in 2020, close to getting the nomination of a major political party for anything. A man who has never even had a full-time job, and it's all government, until he was 40 years old. And this is the guy who's been in the Senate forever, who's done nothing. All of these guys, Biden and Sanders, they've been around forever, and they've never done anything. Then on President's Day, Obama, whoa, this economy is mine. I didn't see too many people that kind of jumped on board that yesterday on President's Day. And I think, once again, that Trump is just trolling Democrats away. There are some weird stories out there, though, that have kind of caught my attention. There is a former NASCAR driver named Candace Musney. She was found dead in her Oklahoma City home today. She's only 43. No cause of death reported. Police are considering her death suspicious. They're waiting on a report from the medical examiner's office before making any assumptions. Now, her deal was she was an up-and-coming driver who began racing for NASCAR in 2007. And was listed as one of the most stunning women in NASCAR just last year. Her racing career gained the attention of many celebrities, including Sandra Bullock. Her death occurred about a month after she was released from jail, having allegedly assaulted a nail technician for not speaking English during a pedicure. Musney told heavy.com. She backhanded the technician because I asked her three times to stop speaking Vietnamese to me. I was paying with the American dollar. Even though the Oklahoma City Police Department report categorized the incident as one of anti-Asian bias, Musni asserted that she's not a racist. I have friends of all ethnicities. I think you're speaking to an American who is a customer of yours, and you know they're not Vietnamese. It's rude to talk to them in a language they don't understand. The nail salon tech needs to go back to Vietnam. If she wants to live in America and serve Americans, she needs to speak the language they speak. If she wants to live on the American dollar, she needs to speak English. She was also accused of assaulting a responding police officer. She allegedly slashed his ear with a pocket knife, and her dog reportedly bit the officer's shoe.
Oh, gosh.
She asserted that the officer bum-rushed her first and that her attack was reactionary. Sounds like she's got all the excuses lined up here. According to the officer's first report, he first made contact with her at the front doors while she was propping the doors open. She started cussing and walking away from the officer. It was only after that he tried to detain her and the attack on the officer occurred. Furthermore, the officer says she had Frida Hand and was facing him when the attack happened, arrested that day, and dead under very mysterious circumstances. A beautiful woman. But the way this incident went down sounds like somebody with a real attitude. Not that she should be dead for that. There's something else to this story. I just happened to catch this. We're looking for anything to talk about except elections. Should do another straw poll today, maybe, and let people let us know who has won their heart in the Alabama primary coming up. I mean, that's obviously of interest. But I am not inclined to endorse anybody. And when it comes to the second congressional district, I'm clueless. I've gotten nothing but confused from all of it. Not that I haven't had distractions, but we did ask you through Facebook a couple of weeks ago about having candidates on, and you firmly said,
no,
we don't want them. And that's the policy we're taking. That doesn't mean we won't support people if they come out of these primaries. I absolutely think the Republican nomination for Senate is going to be a primary. That's going to be a runoff. No doubt about it. So far, every poll I've checked, and I have access to a few private polls, nobody is out of the mid-30s at the highest out of Sessions, Tuberville, and Bradley Byrne. So we'll see how it all works out. Who's on one?
Sharon. She wants to share a geography story with you.
Well, hello, Sharon.
Hi, Greg. It's actually my geography teacher in college.
Oh?
Yeah, he was from Kenya. And he began every single solitary class, every class. He never missed one. With a 15-minute diatribe on how America will lose her identity if she does not make English her official language.
Yes.
Every class. He was passionate about it.
Well, understandably so, because it's true. However, not knowing it does not mean you bitch slap the nail technician that you can't understand.
Oh, no. No, I don't really believe in slapping anybody. I'm just saying there's something to it. I forget. I used to know the number. Now I can't remember what it was, but I can't remember how many languages our census is printed in.
Yeah. How can you assimilate if you don't know the language?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can't.
But, I know a lot of immigrants and every single one of them speaks English. It's not always crystal clear, but you can understand them eventually.
Absolutely.
I work with a girl from Vietnam. She was one of the boat people that came over here. And she, believe it or not, she taught English when she was in Vietnam. And
reminded me of something. I wonder what the people who managed to somehow escape Vietnam as we're withdrawing from there, how they feel about the revival of American communism going on right now with Bernie.
Oh, not very happy, I can tell you that, because my sister and I lived in Los Angeles during the boat people exodus, and we would always take them in. We were roommates at the time, so we would take them in, and they were only there a day or two. But we discovered if we had to keep like a giant laundry basket full of flip-flops, because when they got here, they literally had nothing but the clothes on their back. And there wasn't much to those. So most of them had no shoes. I mean, it was awful. It was awful. But, within a day or two, somebody would come and get them and relocate them. I guess get them going in America. So that was an interesting experience for sure.
Well, I absolutely agree that I was hoping we would not. We went through this in Miami. It was the one of the biggest talk shows, especially in the 80s after the Mariel Boatlift, because those folks didn't get on their knees and express gratitude to God that they were in America and not under the tyranny of Fidel Castro. They just demanded that everything be in Spanish for them.
And really?
They pretty much got their way. I mean, drive through Miami, almost every street sign, there's two of them.
Now, see, the Vietnams were totally different. They were very, very grateful.
I would imagine that I've...
Yeah.
You know.
I know too, was because her mom and all of her mom's, her sisters and brothers, literally hid in the woods, and then they made a raft where they could go out to the ship, and they were so grateful to have made it all, that all of them made it. But her dad had to stay in Vietnam because he was fighting with the Americans. So he got sent to prison for 2 years.
Oh,
but
wow.
Then he escaped, and then they caught him, and then he had to spend another 10 years.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and her husband's dad was also working with the Americans, but he was a pilot. So one of the generals over there told him one day to gather up all his family. He put them all on the airplane, and they flew to America.
Wow. Great story.
So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time to share that with us, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Thank
Have
you.
A great one.
You too.
Thank you.
At 14 minutes after 4. So, do you recall the big flap about who could be a Boy Scout leader and who couldn't years ago?
Yes.
And there were concerns that they could be opening the door to possible sex abuse. So
right.
What happens? The Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy. It's an attempt to work out a potentially mammoth compensation plan for victims of sex abuse. And we're not talking about a few isolated cases. Several thousand men who say they were molested as boys by scout leaders over the years. So apparently they have some rather vast property holdings, but they're looking at a compensation fund that could exceed $1 billion.
And it didn't have to happen.
Didn't have to happen, no. I found this. I was looking for this earlier, and the reason I listed it, I refiled it under the name of the guy who couldn't get the name out, the guy that Trump pardoned today.
Mm-hmm. And former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
And right next to him,
Congressman Peter Hoekstra on the House Intelligence Committee has some information about
Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib.
I had another one of those sets of the same music with a different terrorist, but I can't find that one. We'll keep looking, though. We never give up on this show in our ongoing quest for insanity. So, yeah, those are the only two. One of them must have gotten recorded over. Here's a name that, after hearing that, you should have no trouble remembering. Morris Capuano. That's easy after that last name. Morris Capuano kind of rolls off, right? Morris is the guy who has shepherded thousands of people through the process of home ownership, especially first-time buyers. And if you're ready, if you've been thinking about buying, before you look at a place, get pre-approved, because that gives you a lot of leverage. And Morris is the guy to get that done. If you have not called 409-9300 because you think, well, my credit's not good enough, or I had this issue or that issue, talk to a man who has helped people navigate those things and pave the way to home ownership. There's never going to be a better time to buy. Many have maybe said that in the past, but I can tell you, I can't see interest rates going any lower than they are, in the mid threes. It's a golden opportunity. You could probably, even with a minimum down payment, buy better than you're renting for a lot less per month with interest rates where they sit. And it doesn't cost you a penny to find out. Get pre-approved. Call Morris at 409-9300 and let him get you on the path to home ownership. Renaissance Bank has a number of programs to accommodate folks who may have an issue or two. That's why he partnered up with them. It just opened the door for so many more people to obtain home ownership. They're an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. And if Capuano's too much to remember, just remember Morris. Morris at 409-9300.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24. 41511 Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a 16-year-old runaway, Destiny Ann George. On February 14th, she left her Prattville home and has not returned. Destiny is a 16-year-old white female, 5'7" with blue eyes, brown hair, weighing around 115 pounds. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Destiny George, contact the Autauga County Sheriff's Office at number 334-361-2500. Plus, Boy Scouts of America is hoping its operations across the U.S. can continue intact even after it's filed for bankruptcy protection. The filing is an attempt to work out a potentially large compensation plan for victims of sex abuse and put their lawsuits on hold. Scores of lawyers are seeking settlements on behalf of several thousand men who say they were molested as boys by scout leaders decades ago. And Governor Ivey issued a state of emergency today to aid in Alabama's recovery efforts following the recent flooding. The states of emergency includes all 67 counties. Governor Ivey is directing state agencies to assist the communities impacted by the ongoing flooding. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Wet weather continues in the forecast from time to time over the next couple of days. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time. The overnight low temperatures tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow, a little cooler. We're in the mid-60s with the risk of showers continuing on Wednesday. Then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. It'll be a cold rain. Thursday's high only about 53. Back to dry weather Friday, but a chilly day. On Saturday, we are dry, sunny, but cool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Star is born. On February 18th, 1974, the world welcomed little baby Jillian Michaels. After her delivery, the mom of the fitness expert needed a little motivation to lose that baby weight.
Get your ass on the treadmill now.
Jillian Michaels, a star is born.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
So, what should I do?
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
It's water, though.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
You gotta have something.
City sausage.
If you wanna be the big.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts!
You gotta have something.
Only $50.
I'm begging you.
I'm not trying to be your evil.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that zero.
He's a tool.
It's too cold for me.
You hot pile of moron.
I'm not trying to be your hot.
You sure is ugly.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Sorry.
I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
If you were my brother, I'd put myself up for adoption.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yummy.
And I'm not stopping. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumb ass.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
And
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I think that's pretty perverted.
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Suck at this job.
You're nasty.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No.
Good grief.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
And where are the white women at?
You gotta have something.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren, from what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissue.
That's how you make that work. You know what it is? I am not feeling anything today. I am not feeling anything. I am numb. It's just been one loss after that's what it is. I don't feel connected.
That's what happens when you sustain lots of loss over a long period of time. It's like somebody beat you to a pulp with one of those meat mallets.
Maybe that's what I need. Anybody, would you like to come down and
no.
And beat me?
Yes.
You know, and I'm looking for something that will spark me. Like, I'm going through websites, looking at different stories, looking at local news. Governor Ivey issues state of emergency to aid Alabama flooding efforts. We haven't even gotten to that part yet. Tommy Tuberville was in Luverne. There's the Boy Scouts of America filing for bankruptcy due to sex abuse lawsuits. Runaway prattful teen possibly traveling to Iowa.
Why?
How do they know if she's run away and they don't know where she is? And how do you take that possibility and work with it? And let's see, 12 years later, remembering the EF tornado that hit Prattville on this date. That is, that's another one of those things where you can you change the damn page? Click! Yesterday was the 12-year anniversary of that tornado. 50 people injured, 200 homes, 40 businesses. Jay's Scott's story on that day is really interesting because it came very close to his house.
Yeah.
I remember afterwards... I mean, you still can go down Main Street, Copsford Road, and see what was built in from what was destroyed. That was a pretty badass storm, an F3. All right, so that's always interesting. There's the NASCAR driver, Don Serber. The New York Times wants to know, asking the question, Black families came to Chicago by the thousands. Why are they leaving? Really? Did you hear about the weekend? 26 shot, 11 of them under the age of 12.
Oh, my gosh.
In Chicago. How do you fix that? I got news for you. The same places where these shootings are taking place are the same places they were taking place when I was growing up there. In other words, nothing has changed. And the reason nothing changes is they keep sending the same people back.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll pick off an alderman or somebody and send them off to jail for corruption. But most of the time, that city lives on pure grease. It's really, really pathetic. 4:30, I always like to take a nice hot bath, especially when stress is high. And when I turn on the... faucet for the tub today, the water was coming out where it's supposed to, but I also noticed it was coming out from another place where it shouldn't. So on the note, Rosie, you got to help me remember to call Clark's. Actually, their plumbers are so good and so much fun to have around, it's almost worth having a problem just to see those guys. Otherwise, our paths don't cross. Clark's employs only the best plumbers and heating and air conditioning specialists, and my recommendation is that you get yourself a Clark's Club membership. We give one away on the morning show every Friday. And the only way You know, all you have to do is call in once during the week to be eligible to win that. It's worth $159. You get two annual tune-ups to your system for that money. The guarantee of priority service. In other words, if it's 100 degrees outside and all of a sudden there's no cool air, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the next day. You want to hear we're on the way. Urgent care service guarantee with that. And they're just phenomenal human beings. Like I said, I don't want to have a plumbing problem, but the silver lining in that is the guys that have worked with me so many times in the past will come out to the house and it'll be good to see them. And you never think twice about the check you write to pay for the service they provide because they're just so damn good at what they do, if I may use that word in a commercial. Anything else seems inadequate. 277-2125 is the number. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. I'm Greg. I am waiting for my own Alabama certification number. It'll come in a band they put around my left wrist. Here's Old Navy.
Hey, I loved your intro today.
You did?
I did. It was really good.
It got
me fired up.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
If you wanted something to get you fired up today, how about that Democrat congresswoman up in Birmingham that thinks that all men that have sired three children or 50-plus needs a vasectomy?
Yeah. I saw that. Did you know that she was arrested last fall down in Florida for domestic violence? I think she may have an
Imagine
issue
that.
With men. She may have an issue with men. Love that hair, though. The lady's got a gorgeous head of hair. Yeah.
Do you believe that?
You know, the media just runs that story without saying, well, this is kind of unprecedented. A woman suggesting a man get his nuts chopped off before, you know, after three kids or he hits the age of 50. That's something to look forward to. Do you believe these people are out there making this kind of stuff up? It's just unbelievable.
Don't they have something better to do?
Apparently not. Apparently not. She was our rocket scientist the other day, by the way. As David Blackman, our blogger buddy who joins us every week, says, you could not make these people up. That is today's Democratic Party. They're just nuts, not only nationally, but right here in Alabama.
Yeah, we the people keep electing them.
Somebody is. We got to stop doing that.
Yep.
You got to stop doing that. Well, it's great to hear from you, Old Navy vet.
Thanks for your time.
You feeling good otherwise?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. You're one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
There's a guy that's been, part of what we do here it's almost since the beginning. He, and I didn't know you could access this because my dad, when we were kids growing up, told war stories that were family friendly at the dinner table. Different traditions in the Navy, crossing the date line, all this kind of stuff. Wasn't until I was older I learned about some of the serious stuff he was in, and I knew he had been on a ship that sunk, and it wasn't until late in his life that he finally told me the whole story and how it affected him virtually his entire life. He watched 23 friends get blown to smithereens by a kamikaze attack. Old Navy found the story on the Palmer from January 7th, 1945, and I got to see all of it.
Wow.
I cried. It was just so much more incredible than Dad ever let on. That's the way those guys were, you know? It was war. You go through these things, but I'll always be grateful. I got to understand my dad a lot better just from knowing how horrible that situation was. Yeah. 4:35. I want to take a quick look at this story. The Times, like everything else, is blaming racism for the fact that people are evacuating Chicago in droves. What else could it be? They've been driven out of the city by segregation. Are you nuts? They have no idea what they're talking about. Segregation? I don't think so. I can't read that. That's just going to make me crazy. I don't need anything else
Please.
To send me off the deep end.
Really?
I really don't. It is 4:36. Fox Business coming up. Next hour, we'll talk to Brandt. That's always wasn't a good day in the markets, but it wasn't a disaster. We'll talk to him and find out when we might see the end of the coronavirus playing games in our minds.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeQuire's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylequire.com today. That's acbylequire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
With modern radio sending and receiving equipment, it is possible to establish communication instantaneously.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eata at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. Hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eata at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
O'Reilly. This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The radio show you're currently enjoying is now available over the counter.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, a little bit after 4:30 on the clock, and we are seeing a lot of folks outbound on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway all the way to Taylor Road. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson busy, as well as 231, seeing congestion at the red lights at Redland Road and Jasmine Hills. We have a very busy boulevard with spotty congestion all the way around the city. Taylor Road, very busy out at East Chase. And I-65 and 85 has moderate to heavy traffic in downtown Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are. It is a busy afternoon. No new accidents into us to tell you about at this time. And Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Landmark, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's a little, what happened? I got unplugged. I've been unplugged since I walked in today, let's be honest here. Michael Bloomberg was in Clinton-linked pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's little black book. So what's his explanation for that going to be? Democratic presidential candidate, former New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg appears in the late pedophile and accused child trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's little back book of contacts. He was also photographed socializing with Epstein's close companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. She, what's the female word for pimp? Pimpette?
I think you're a pimp, whether you're a male or a female.
Is that it? It's because I don't know what, you know, each language has its own thing. There he is, right between the two of them. But I guess we'll never get to find out because Epstein accidentally hung himself in prison, so we'll never really know, will we? And it goes on and on and on. What else is in the news today? I'm looking for something, folks. I'm desperate. Because nothing... I got friends and families that are really hurting right now, and you know what? None of this seems all that frickin' important. Let's see. Trump says he knows who the anonymous author is. I know who it is, but he won't tell us. He complimented Barr, who, after saying the president's tweet make his job more difficult, said he's a very straight shooter. let's see. Pete Buttigieg and abortion. Roger Stone's about... So, this judge... Oh, I can't go to the site for the story because the computer won't let me. But we're getting a new computer in the studio. I was told this. And I'm just waiting for delivery. So none of this has any particular appeal to me at the moment. Want to talk about the Astros?
Sure.
You're supposed to give me some... pushback on that. The Astros, that's a sports...
Astros.
That's a sports topic. Nobody likes baseball here. They don't want to hear about
cheaters. People love baseball, but they're cheaters.
I am looking forward to the Biscuits coming back.
Yes. Are you getting Mike in here?
Good question. I lost my sports guy,
Who sets that up?
They do. Usually they just reach out or we get a note.
Yeah, did he ever come on the afternoon show? Because I know he comes on the morning show.
I don't know. Considering our monster ratings, I would think that, they certainly want to make a stop here. Yes. Look at the calls coming in today. And I don't blame you for not wanting to talk to me today because I can tell... I'm here and I'm talking, but I feel absolutely no connection to anything. It's just the way it is. And I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at news sites. I'm looking at, silly places for something. I have a song for the lady that reclined her chair. You know, and in this case, when are the airlines, why doesn't Congress, I guess they're probably all bought and paid for with the airlines, they really need to do something about this obscene cramping on airplanes. It's not like you expect, your living room recliner in an aircraft, but it's so close they should not allow people to recline their seats because you're right. You lean back far enough, you're looking up into the nostrils of the person behind you. And that's just way too close. But if somebody thoughtlessly does that because they need to recline and somebody punches their chair, who could blame them? Holy crap, look at the time. Well, we'll be right back.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk
talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week. Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Boy Scouts of America is hoping its operations across the U.S. can continue intact even after it's filed for bankruptcy protection. The filing is an attempt to work out a potentially large compensation plan for victims of sex abuse and put their lawsuits on hold. Scores of lawyers are seeking settlements on behalf of several thousand men who say they were molested as boys by scout leaders decades ago. Plus, the Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a 16-year-old runaway, Destiny Ann George. On February 14th, she left her Prattville home and has not returned. Destiny is a 16-year-old white female, 5'7", with blue eyes, brown hair, weighing around 115 pounds. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of Destiny George, contact the Autauga County Sheriff's Office at 334-361-2500. And Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency today to aid in Alabama's recovery efforts following the recent flooding. The state of emergency includes all 67 counties. Governor Ivey is directing state agencies to assist the communities impacted by the ongoing flooding. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet weather continues in the forecast from time to time over the next couple of days. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time. The overnight low temperatures tonight in the upper 50s. High tomorrow, a little cooler. We're in the mid-60s with the risk of showers continuing on Wednesday. Then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. It'll be a cold rain. Thursday's high only about 53. Back to dry weather Friday, but a chilly day. On Saturday, we are dry, sunny, but cool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't ever recline, it's an airplane seat crime. Just sit up and be kind, flying the friendly skies. On an airline, straighten up your chair time. Be more self-aware time, don't you even dare try. Never recline, duh.
This is an experiment. I was listening to that Billy English parody and reminded of this song by Harry Nilsson. We should have put this one on when we were studying bass lines that day. Rockin' hits. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I love it. This is Jumping to the Fire by Harry Nilsson. 7 minutes of classic rock and one of the songs that took people off AM onto the FM side of the dial because we played all of it. Here is SR.
Hey, enjoying the show as always.
Thank you.
Wanted to let you know about two things I found on the news. One involving the chair of Harvard University's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology was arrested for lying in reference to his involvement with the Chinese government.
I did see something about that. Somebody at Harvard. There's a huge amount of money involved in that, isn't there?
Yes, huge. But this guy's contract was signed with China's Wuhan University of Technology, which is where this whole virus came out of.
Yeah.
And have you noticed since the virus has been out, then there hasn't been any people rioting in Hong Kong or anywhere?
Yeah, we don't really know what's going on over there because the Chinese...
They're so secretive about everything.
Yeah.
But also saw another deal where this is Hunter Biden was on another board in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
A trade group that lobbied for increasing spending of all things on international trade, including Ukraine.
Yes.
And at the same time, he was on Burisma Holdings.
Yeah. In fact, there are connections to the Ukraine that involve Pelosi and John Kerry's. It's all their kids, too.
Yep. All their kids.
This is why they're all going nuts, because... little by slowly, they're peeling back the layers of the onion and finding all this stuff out.
And
they're scared crapless that their little darlings, or maybe even they, will be going to jail, which is where they belong.
Well, according to Peter Schweitzer's book about all of this, you can look at the husbands or the wives of the senators, congressmen, president, but you can't look at their children's information, what they're doing, their bank records, anything like that. And that's why they've been getting away with it, because they put everything in their kids' names.
I only hope that the truth, it's taking way too long. Oh, Rosie,
yes,
put Andy Griffith on.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for bringing that up into my attention. You are absolutely correct, and we will be following that story. All of this, what we're going to find out in general is that so much of the money, like that plane load of cash to Iran, the foreign aid money we sent to Ukraine, all of that, gets laundered back to the people who helped make it happen. A little thank you kind of note. Maybe not directly to the politician, but maybe to their kids.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending mix with the Dow dragged down today by Apple after the tech giant warned that it wouldn't hit its sales target for the current quarter with the coronavirus in China affecting production and demand for its iPhones. The Dow falling 166 points, the Nasdaq up 2 for another record close, the S&P 500 down 10. And shares of Groupon tanking in the extended session, the online marketplace reporting fourth quarter earnings missing Wall Street expectations. The company also naming a new chief financial officer, and Groupon also said it plans to pursue a reverse stock split to boost the price of its shares. And Lending Club shares declining in late trading after the online lending company projected weaker than expected growth for this year as it looks to become a registered bank. Lending Club is also planning on paying $185 million for Radius Bancorp, a Boston-based online bank. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 85 northbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. We've got moderate to heavy traffic in downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85 going through the interchange. Boulevard, we are congested at all the major intersections. The 31s are busy. It's just that time of day. Use caution. Drive carefully. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. It's raining savings at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyota Camrys as low as 185. $5 a month with approved credit. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jones.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's take a minute for Sling Blade on Happy Hour.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Rosie's great.
Well, I truly understand. Hey, so of all these investigations, right, against all these different things, different cartels,
right.
You know, I really believe the reason we're not getting any arrests is because probably some of the Republicans are involved with some of the stuff, too. What do you think?
I think there's a very good chance in some of these. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because some of these guys, you don't know what they are. They say they're Republicans. They say they're, I think they're just one party, really. And there's a lot of good guys that go there and try to make differences, but I think they're just consumed by all the corruption.
Yeah. So, I do believe there are some Republicans who have plenty to cover, actually.
Oh, yeah. I think McConnell's one of them. I always thought Paul Ryan was one.
Mitch has done a good job getting judges. At least we're getting that. We're getting, good conservative, constitutional, originalist judges, as opposed to a-holes like Amy Berman Jackson, who allows a known Democrat and Trump hater to be on the jury of a Trump associate. That's amazing. And she's not changing anything. She's going to sentence him on Thursday, and you watch. That bitch will come down with, the 7 to 9 years.
Well, I think there's a lot of insider stuff that goes on in there that, I think Pelosi and Schumer and McConnell, those guys have dinner together at times. I think they act like they're enemies, but I wonder if they really are,
Yes, and I'll explain why after the top of the hour. I got to run right now, though. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, as we close in on 5 o'clock, the President's Day sale. Well, President's Day was yesterday, but it's been President's Day all month at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Throughout the month, marking everything in the house up to 50% off. You want selection? You want to go to one place and feel like you've seen every type of furniture that's ever been created, everything that's in style?
Yes.
Everything that's not in style? Or do you want to go to 500 places and wear yourself out? Kaiser has it all. It is a huge building, 60,000 square feet. Stella and her staff know the location of anything you might be interested. So you can have a focused visit, but I still suggest wear comfortable shoes when you shop at Kaiser. When you pick out what you want, by the way, you can open a Synchrony account and pay 0% for 18 months, which is nice. You might be able to go a little bit bigger than you had planned, but you're not paying interest, so no guilt involved. That's for qualified customers.